Give me the thumbs up or something. All right. I want you to open your Bibles to John chapter 13. We're continuing the series One Another. And I told you last week, who remembers what last week's sermon was? What were we supposed to do with one another last week? Greet one another with a holy kiss. I didn't see any kissing going on, but I did see some good handshakes, hugs, and waves. And we focus mostly on the fact of greeting one another and doing it in a proper, holy way, treating one another. Well, if that was one of the strangest sermons I've ever preached, this one is what I'm calling the negative sermon of this series. Because, believe it or not, we're going to see some things in the Word of God that God told us in the church not to do to one another. So I was so glad to find that graphic. You know, one of the office supply stores out there, they advertise that they have the big easy button. Well, for today's sermon, we don't have the easy button, we have the don't button. And I will tell you that when we look at this list of things, there's not a one of us sitting here that's not guilty of at least one of them on occasion. Some of us are guilty of some of these on more than one occasion. And some of us are guilty of being guilty of them and trying to justify them by couching them or sandwiching them in spiritual terms. Can I tell you, couching bad behavior in spiritual terms doesn't make it less bad. If anything, it makes you more of a hypocrite than ever. Okay? But here's where I want to start this morning. In John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, it's where we started this series a few weeks ago. Jesus says, "A new command I give you, love one another." Oh, that in and of itself is difficult enough. Amen? Because how many of you know that just because someone becomes a Christian, it doesn't make them automatically lovable? Just look in the mirror sometimes. But listen, then he ramps it up here. "As I have loved you," remember this is Jesus speaking, "as I have loved you, so you must," what? "Love one another." Oh, wait a minute. I don't just have to love you. Bless you, dear. I don't have to just love you. Jesus says, I have to love you the way he loves you. Have you taken time recently to think about how it is that God loves you and me? Unconditionally. Some people like to toss. I get amused when people want to toss around the Greek terms indiscriminately. The kind of love that he loves us with is the Greek word agape. It is the highest form and level of love. It is unconditional, no strings attached. Some want to place it as being that you should have agape love and never have phileo love, but that's not true. Phileo love definitely has its place, and Jesus used that word on several occasions. There is eros, the other kind of love. That's the kind of love between a husband and a wife. It has its place in our life. But Jesus says, you need to love one another. In fact, you need to love one another the way I love you. Wow. Treva, that means I can't be talking and say, I love Treva, but I love Herman, however. It's got to be...